Making a phone call from a jail or prison in New Jersey can cost 8 times more than it costs from a prison in New York. Advocates say high phone rates in the Garden State are preventing inmates from speaking to their families and their lawyers. And that can end up costing the state more. And as New Jersey Public Radio Sarah Gonzalez reports, now the state's Board of Public Utilities is looking into the high rates.
4444.
My name is Sergeant Matt Walker. We're at the Huntington County Jail in Flemington, New Jersey.
The inmates here are in for anything from drunk driving 46. To murder charges. In the maximum security unit, a handful of guys in orange jumpsuits are in a small room outside of their cells.
Sit down.
There are benches, a TV, and 2 phones. 15 minutes on the phone here can cost up to $8.50. Making the same call from a prison in New York State costs less than a dollar. That's a big difference for inmates with few opportunities to make money. Sergeant Walker says inmates serving time for nonviolent crimes can work.
So they get a dollar for a day for each day they work in the kitchen, 50 cents for laundry.
And they can go out into the community to pick up trash, but that doesn't pay.
Outside, they get fresh air.
Put a shirt on.
New York and New Jersey use the same phone service provider, Global Tel Link. But NYU law professor Alina Doss says calls are more expensive in New Jersey because the state allows counties to accept a commission.
Because there are different commissions, the counties have been choosing the rates that are at the higher end of the scale.
Counties are collecting 50 to 70% of the profit made on every call an inmate makes. And in order to get the most in commissions, Doss says they're choosing plans with the highest per minute rates for calls.
For them, the incentive is to have high phone rates because then they get more money.
Doss filed a petition urging the state to lower phone rates. She says inmates shouldn't go months without speaking to someone on the outside. That's what happened to Papa Fay. He's from Senegal and is seeking asylum. He spent 2.5 years at an immigrant detention center housed at the Bergen County Jail. He went 4 months without speaking to anyone from the outside.
It was terrible. It was terrible. I felt like talking to myself sometimes, just to be able to get things out, get frustration out and stuff like that.
Then he found an organization he could call for free. Volunteers would be there to pick up the phones.
Total strangers. But yeah, I would talk to them and tell them about how I'm feeling or what's going on with me. That alone, that's help right there. That's mental support.
Advocates point to research that suggests inmates who have strong ties to the outside are less likely to go back to jail after they get out. They say reducing recidivism lowers costs to the state.
Hello?
Global Telling. I have a prepaid call from an inmate at Southern State Correctional Facility.
Lori Montero from Belleville, New Jersey, is taking a call from her boyfriend, Robert, who is serving a 5-year sentence.
To accept this call, press 5 now.
Montero spends about $100 a month to speak to Robert a few times a week for 15 minutes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. How you doing?
Robert says the calls help both of them maintain their relationship.
It gets rough often, I try not to let us know, just to keep our spirits up, keep us going, keep us together.
When I hand the phone back to his girlfriend, Robert doesn't care that the speaker is still on and that I'm still listening.
You're on speaker.
In some counties, like Bergen, commissions made from calls go to inmate welfare programs like job training and education. But in many others, the commission just goes to the county's general fund to offset the costs of running the jails. The warden at the Hunterton Jail, John Palmetto, doesn't even know how much the county makes from calls made in his facility.
We do not see the money. The money does not come directly back to us.
Last year, state prisons made close to $4 million in commission from inmate calls. But after a new federal law required prisons to keep rates low, New Jersey eliminated commissions on calls made from state prisons. Last week, the Board of Public Utilities in the state said it would take a closer look at phone rates in county jails. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.